Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click, hold on, I've got a cough. Oh, boy. Anyway, River Network app, right? And click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. I think the audience loves that. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, sit down. Now you're embarrassing me. Sit down, please. Just. No, you sat down. Anyway, so that's Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time on Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. Anyway, so, and now I'm the force multiplier of truth. It's actually on my business card. So we have all of that. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Your opportunity to say and do pretty much anything you want within the rules of engagement, except you don't interact with the host. So we've got that. You can see the Facebook live stream of the show. There's not much to see. Essentially, it's an audio train wreck with video, and that's kind of how we are rolling these days. What the hell's going on out there? Mr. Deep Pockets himself is out there with some big roll of something or other, and Johnny O is out there sucking up to him again. What the hell's going on there? What is going on? Come here for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got breaking news here. Here, hold on. Get up. Get the microphone. Get the microphone here.
What do you want? It's warm in here.
Don't shout. I've got it up at 10. Don't under-modulate or over-modulate or whatever that thing
about?
Is. What is going on in there with Mr. Deep Pockets and Big Roll? What is that?
None of your business.
What do you mean it's none of my business?
We want you to know, we'd have wrote you a letter.
Hey, what exactly is that big roll, pink roll?
That's none of your beeswax. You know? Jeez. Mind your own. Don't be minding my business. Mind your own business.
You know, fireball before 9 in the morning is not a good idea.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy. You see my pictures on there. Fireball all the way. That gets your cockles flowing.
I rest your case. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. Anyway, Mr. Deep Pockets is there, and one of his kids is there, and they've got a big pink roll of God knows what, and Johnny O's got his attitude, and, oh, my God. Anyway, how's your morning going for you? Great way to start the week, wouldn't you? Oops, hold on a second. Are they coming back in here? What? Come back in here. Come back in. Hold on.
I better put my mask on before
I get
in here.
Hey, Mr. Deep Pockets, come in here. Who is that? Is that Jen?
Hi.
What, the glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the pink roll there? What was the pink roll? The pink roll. What was that?
It's toilet paper for you.
Toilet. Okay, where were we? Ah, yes, the end of my broadcasting career. Download the River Network app. You can hear Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. And, of course, you can join the Facebook live stream of the show. It's not going to be live after it's not live, but you can see the recording of it. The reels on Facebook. And amazingly, even though there's nothing to see here other than the tail end of it's just this train wreck here every day, we still get thousands of views. It is the damnedest thing. I was just checking another radio station, one in the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. Huge news talk station. And I was looking at their videos, the reels of their shows. They'll have a camera set up and someone's doing a show the way I'm doing my show here with my little iPad here. And we kill. We have thousands of views. They don't. And this is a huge market. And we're, this is the Upper Ohio Valley. But we kill. We just kill. I don't understand it. It's wonderful. I'll never understand it. It is wonderful. All right. By the way, I got a text here, so I want to share this with you. Stacey Gilson is going to be here tomorrow, live exclusive interview. She's wonderful. She is just the sweetest, nicest human being. You think I'm nice and sweet? She's even nicer than that. She really is. So she'll be here tomorrow. No, really. She'll be here tomorrow. Hold on. I've got to cough again. She's even nicer than that. She really is. So she'll be here. Oh, my word. I'm a very healthy guy. I've got terrific health. I really do. My immune system is one of the best ever, right up there with the Amish. It's a terrific immune system. But every once in a great while, I'll get a cold. And when I do, it's a minor one, but it's annoying as hell. Today is one of those days. I've got my Vicks VapoRub here. I've got a box of Kleenex here. I'm down to just a handful of Kleenex. They're puffs, though, and they are ultra soft, and that does make a difference. So we've got that, and then I'm just using my mic, cutting off my microphone whenever I cough, and so it sounds a lot like this. All right, fine, after I turn my head. Anyway, Stacy Gilson's going to be here tomorrow. She sent a text, and it is Ignite Hope in Plain Sight. Join us, Ignite Hope, for a powerful afternoon and a question and answer open forum as we uncover the myths, warning signs, and realities of trafficking with a panel of community leaders and advocates. This will include survivor insights and local resources. Free event, register today, where and when. February 7, 1 to 3 p.m. What's February 7? What day is that? Hold on a second. February 7 would be, oh, it's a Saturday. All right, fine. February 7, that is 1 to 3 p.m. at the Ohio County Public Library, the auditorium. That's on the lower level. Ohio County Public Library. It's a wonderful library, by the way. Amy does a wonderful job running the place. And you got Lisa and you got Lindsay and Nate and all the rest. They're just it's a wonderful, wonderful place. So it'll be Saturday. It's lower level. They've got a elevator that's handicap accessible. It's terrific. And that'll be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Ohio County Public Library Auditorium, lower level. Yes, they have an auditorium downstairs. And it's at 52 16th Street in Wheeling. So Stacy will be here tomorrow. She is doing whatever she can to alert the Valley regarding human trafficking. What they do to these poor little kids is unconscionable, and these poor women. It's just, honestly, it is beyond heartbreaking. It is beyond heartbreaking. It really is. And she's doing her part for awareness and also to get people moving to try to correct the problem, solve it, arrest the traffickers and all that. It's just heartbreaking stuff. Anyway, Stacy will be here tomorrow. We're looking forward to that as well. We've got an issue that is developing at my household. Let me just see here. Hold on a second. What do I do first? Hold on. I might want to do this first. Hold on. Let me just see here. All right. I may hold off on this thing with my house. Very, very briefly on my house. My current wife has this thing about annoying me. She's gifted at it. I don't want any deer on the property. I don't want any turkeys on the property because they damage all the landscaping that I had done. And I'd done a lot, and they destroy everything. So, of course, what does she do? She encourages them to come on the property and feeds them and everything else. All right, fine. Not that I'm bitter about this. But she also is concerned about all the birds. And if she does not feed all the birds, they're all going to die this winter. So she has bird feed all over the place in the back porch. And, of course, all of the woodland creatures are aware of this and come on our back porch to feed, including deer. We're not talking fawns or little barely year. We're talking full-grown deer on my back porch. That's all I can do to keep from getting my shotgun and pretending I'm Elmer Fudd and blowing their heads off and then having a sugar-free venison jerky. Like, I wouldn't know how to do any of that stuff. I wouldn't, but still. Anyway, long story short, there's a special deer that is near and dear to my wife's heart. His name is Limpy. She has given him the name of Limpy. Because the deer, something is wrong with the deer's leg. The left leg, he limps. He can't even stand on it. It's curved in. His hoof can't even support the weight. He hobbles around. Full-grown deer. And I keep saying to her, look, it's nature's way that, deer that are injured and you can't take them to the vets. You can't put them under. You can't put some sort of a cast on the leg and then they're going to be okay or do surgery on them or whatever. It's a friggin' deer. It's whitetail. We shoot hundreds of thousands of them every year and that's because there are too many of them as it is. But no, she loves Limpy. So she always makes sure she has enough of that crap bird seed so that Limpy can climb up on the porch, the two or three steps to get on our back porch, and hobble over and start feeding on this bird feed, which should be for the birds, for heaven's sakes. And it's like, what do I do? The wife is in love with Limpy. She's got her or, you know, with the right rescue hat on or whatever. She cares about Limpy. And I keep trying to real-worldize her, saying, look, the deer is injured. It, you know, it's the survival of the fittest. It's not going to survive very long. I'm sorry the deer is going to die, but millions of deer die every year in this country. We kill them because there are too many of them and there aren't enough predators to control the population. And Limpy is one that's going to have to go, and he's going to feed a coyote's family for many weeks. She doesn't want to hear that. And so now, and I'm glad we don't have any friends coming over to the house, because it would just be just embarrassing beyond belief. We've got the back porch, which is a long back porch, filled with bird seed, filled with bird crap, because the birds come and eat the seeds and they crap all over the place. That's their way of thanking us, us as in her. And we got deer that now, especially Limpy, who comes up, and it is pathetic to see. I mean, it really is, because, you know, right outside the full, what is the full glass, full size or full frame, whatever, window, top to bottom. And you can see his leg is just, you know, can't even put anything on it. It's curved. It's broken. It's pathetic. It's heartbreaking. What I want to do is chase him away and have the coyotes get him, put him out of his misery. More importantly, put him out of my misery. But my wife won't hear of it. So we got deer droppings all over the back porch. I know one person who says, oh, deer, they're like blessings. No, they aren't. No, they're vermin. There are way too many of them. That's why we kill them. And anyway, long story short, the back porch now is a combination of bird crap, deer crap. By the way, deer, you can easily mistake deer crap for raisinets. It's unbelievable the similarities with raisinets, at least visually from a great distance. We've got bird seed everywhere. Every once in a while, a raccoon will come up there and do whatever raccoons do. And I keep thinking to myself, what has happened to my life? What has happened to my life? This is where I live. And it's like, oh my God. So I've asked the wife if I could take some pictures of Limpy, which is really her deer, certainly not mine, and post them on Facebook and have you see the hell that I'm living in. And she said, yes, you can do that. Okay, and I have not done that yet. I'm debating whether I will. But if I do, then you will see how, you have no idea how difficult it is being me. You really have no idea. But you will see if I do post these pictures of Limpy and the crap in the back porch, what I'm dealing with every day of my life. It's not bad enough that I got to deal with this stupid cold. Hold on. But now everything else. Oh, man. Oh, well. So we'll keep you informed about Limpy. And if you have any good suggestions, maybe during Dimitri Graffiti, you can tell me what you would recommend we do with Limpy, this poor deer. I mean, I do feel sorry for the deer, but, you know, it can't run anywhere. It can't really hop. You know, it's got this one leg that's all banged up. It's all curved and everything. It can't put any pressure on it whatsoever. It's heartbreaking. I say put him out of his misery, but no, we got to save, we got to feed him, we got to make sure he's okay. For what? For what? You know he's going to be killed and eaten by, you know, the coyotes. You know this. Oh well, so there's that. Next, let's see here. We've I know. Right after this short break, Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio. I call him Mutilation Mike because he's all for the transgender agenda, mutilating and sterilizing children permanently for this transgender agenda. And so we call him Mutilation Mike. Yes, he's a Republican, but he's a Republican in name only, a rhino. Might as well be a Democrat, undocumented Democrat, quite frankly. So Mutilation Mike is now standing up for the Haitians in Springfield, the same Haitians that were accused of eating our pets and eating waterfowl at the parks. And now we're going to be illegals again because that's they've changed their designation. And ICE wants to, of course, deport the illegals. Well, Mutilation Mike's got this thing for Haiti and got this thing for Haitians. When everybody else in Springfield was complaining about they're eating the dogs, they're eating the waterfowl and everything else and, you know, destroying Springfield, which is right outside of Columbus, Mutilation Mike DeWine was defending Haiti and defending Haitians. And it was just infuriating beyond belief, but that's Mutilation Mike. Anyway, long story short, there's a story now about how Mutilation Mike is going to be handling ICE in Ohio and how he is and is not going to allow the ICE people to arrest and deport illegal Haitians. So we've got all of that for you. And also, if I have time today, I want to talk with you about the WVU flu. That is Sean Fluharty on his Twitter account. He actually goes, it's not a goof, he actually goes by this, the WVU flu. And he is a hardcore liberal, unapologetic leftist who wants the Democratic Party nomination for state Senate first district, running against Laura Wickham Chapman if she wins, if she defeats Joe Eddy, which I hope she will. And so we'll be talking about that as well. If we don't have enough time today, then we'll do that tomorrow. But the WVU flu is running for state Senate. God help us all. God help us all. Anyway, so there's Limpy, there's that, and let's see, we already had Chris Rose and Mr. Big Willie. So coming up after this short break, it's going to be Ohio Governor Mutilation Mike DeWine talking about what he's going to do to help protect the Haitian illegals, keep as many as he can in Springfield, and wait till you hear what he has to say. All that and so much more right here.